All right, Scott Spears back with you here at the Marion County Fair. It is hour number two on this July the 2nd, 2026. 16 minutes past the hour here. All of our broadcasts at the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for that. Tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., I'll be back on the air, and I think we'll have a special guest. Now, was that a smooth transition or what we just did there? Technical difficulties do not get above this station. That is to be sure. So, did everybody enjoy the smooth transition here this morning? Now, 16 minutes past 9 o'clock, still no word from Matt Morgan this morning. I'm not sure what became of him, but that's the way it goes. You know, I would try to give you a little taste of the interview that I did with Rob McCulley or Bill Reinicke yesterday, but I'm not sure if you could hear them the way we're doing this. Like I said, this is kind of old-fashioned radio this morning. It's like having the old turntable up and putting the microphone next to the turntable, which is what they used to do at the Marion County Fair. So I guess this all tracks in the grand scheme of things. I guess we could give this a try here. Let me see if I can find this Bill Reinicke interview that we did yesterday. We'll play the full interview tomorrow on the station. So even if this doesn't work, we'll play it for you tomorrow. So let's see here if I can find old Mr. Reinicke and make sure that our sound is up as far as we can get it. I believe it is. So let's see if you can hear this, and somebody will have to tell me. But this is yesterday at the Marion County Fair with State Senator in the 26th District, Bill Reinicke.
Scott Spears here, WGH Talk Radio at the Marion County Fair, and we've run into one of our state senators from the 26th District representing part of Marion County, Bill Reinicke. Senator Reinicke, good to talk with you.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's your view?
Yeah.
94 degree day, I think, is where we're at right now. What's it like to be at the Marion County Fair?
Well, it's always good to walk around, see all the animals, see all the people who I've met over the years, and just walk around and absorb all of it. So I always like to go see the animal barns because I'm not an animal person, so it's always kind of good to see those and just meet up with different people throughout the fair.
What do you think the biggest issue facing Ohio is right now?
I think a lot of the information is we are just really on a good pace right now for growth and development, and with that comes a lot of side issues. So I think that's what we're really struggling with at the moment.
Senator Rob McCulley was here, currently Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate for the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign. What do you make of this gubernatorial race we have with 4 months left to go?
Well, I'm a strong supporter of Senator McCulley, and of course, Governor Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, would be a great choice. They have the business mindset. They understand the tax piece. They understand we're trying to let our citizens spend their money the way they want instead of government spending it. It's the number one issue. I think we've had some experience in the past with the opponent, and not happy with the way government was shut down, businesses were shut down, life was shut down, education was shut down, everything was shut down. So I feel strongly that we need to have some really good leadership, and everything's changing, technology's changing, so we just need to keep up with that as we move forward.
What have you made of the polls in this particular election being so close? A recent poll this week from AARP showed Amy Acton in the lead by 3 points. What do you make of polls at this point?
I think it's a little early. I think we just kind of regrouped after the primary. I just think that it's a little early, so we'll just have to see. There's some national headwinds. There's gas prices are coming back down. I just think there's a lot of issues, and I'm hoping it's a little too early.
Just want to cover a couple issues going on at the state level here. Governor DeWine has made some interesting statements as of late in regard to Haitian immigrants and the Supreme Court decision there. He's for seeing them stay here. What do you make of Governor DeWine's recent comments on the recent Supreme Court decision involving Haitians in Ohio?
Governor DeWine is a wonderful man from the standpoint of compassion and caring, and I think we should probably investigate some of his concerns.
And the other question involving Governor DeWine is the question of the death penalty, recently calling on the legislature to abolish the death penalty. A lot of people were surprised about that, but maybe they shouldn't have been since he's had clemency on it since 2019. What do you make of his position on that?
I guess I would say the same thing about the compassion and the caring for the human being. However, just speaking with a local police, you know, the sheriffs in different situations, I am concerned that there needs to be a deterrent for people who do commit the ultimate and worst crimes. So I guess we just need to see how that plays out.
What is the most important issue to you at this point in your political life?
The most important thing to me right now is to continue good governance for Ohio, to keep our economic development moving forward. I have 7 counties, so there's a lot of agricultural issues that enter my world that don't enter somebody who represents downtown Columbus. So just trying to keep in mind my 7 counties and also what's best for the whole state. A couple issues locally that I know have come up are the Route 23 bypass. It's a significant issue in my northern counties. We have commerce going from north, from Canada and through Michigan down through Ohio, and then got new highways down in Cincinnati. And I think all I'm asking is that we wait and see what the study shows, whether it's beneficial or not. And then we can answer that, or we can go forward with the questions that are being asked and give legitimate answers.
What is the question that you've been asked most here at the fair? Does it have to do with 23?
Today, it's I would say it's a mixture of different things. Really no big questions, just good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. Well, that's always a nice thing.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the questions, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, final question that I have for you today, and I do appreciate you being available to the media. That's always nice. At the recent Harding Day dinner, which you attended, I was there as well, Senator McCauley said that when he hopes to ascend to the lieutenant governorship that you would be the next Senate president. Is that something you hope will happen or will happen?
I'm planning on that happening. We've done the, it occurs every November after the election. We have 6 new senators coming in. So when all of the, right now we have 24 Republicans and their vote is how I get elected. So unofficially, I'm there, but it doesn't happen until after the election. So hopefully you keep that in mind. I think it's good for up here and I'll do a great job representing everybody.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by on this very hot day in the middle of lunch here at the Marion County Fair. State Senator Bill Reinicke.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Senator Bill Reinicke, and I hope you heard that okay, that we played the full interview because it sounded like people were hearing it okay, and that's what we want to do. That interview was taped here at the Marion County Fair yesterday afternoon. So, State Senator Bill Reinicke. Now, let's see. We are 23 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio, and we do have, let's see here, some people walking around this morning, seemingly enjoying themselves, getting something to eat, coming over in the picnic pavilion to enjoy, I guess, some morning coffee or whatever else you would have at the Marion County Fair. Now, we do have the interview with Senator McCauley that I did yesterday. Now, we all know he is the running mate for Vivek Ramaswamy, lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. You know, I did not think about this yesterday, but now that I have interviewed Senator McCauley, I have interviewed everybody in this gubernatorial race because we had Amy Acton back on in October. We've had David Pepper on several times, well, a couple times since he announced. I think he was back on in April earlier this year, Amy Acton's lieutenant governor candidate. Vivek Ramaswamy was on with us last April of 2025, and yesterday, Rob McCauley, who is Vivek's running mate, was on with us. So I think we've had them all now. Now let me see if I can pull up McCauley's interview, and maybe we'll listen to that here this morning, since this seems to be going substantially well. So hope you can hear this. This is the man who may be your next lieutenant governor, Senate President Rob McCauley, live from the Marion County Fair yesterday afternoon.
This is Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio at the Marion County Fair. We are here with Senate President and Lieutenant Governor candidate with Vivek Ramaswamy. Coming up this November, 4 months from now, Senator Rob McCauley. President McCauley, thank you for being here.
Yeah, very happy to be here, Scott. Appreciate it.
What's it like being at the Marion County Fair? You've been touring it here on this 94-degree weather day. What's it like?
You know what? The heat doesn't dampen the mood here. It's great to be around here, especially when you're around the 4-H exhibitors who put so much time and effort into their projects. That's the whole purpose behind the fair, as far as I'm concerned, is try to give them an opportunity to exhibit their hard work thus far throughout the year. Give them a chance to go maybe win a prize here and then learn some life skills in the time being.
With 4 months left to go until the election, what's on your mind these days?
Well, we're going around, we're meeting Ohioans where they are. We're trying to get in front of them and trying to share our campaign message. You know, at this point, it really is a question of what Ohioans want to wake up to the day after the election. Do they want to wake up to an Ohioan with a visionary, bold leader who's going to take Ohio to not just be one of the best states in the Midwest, but one of the best states in the country? Or do they want to wake up with somebody who was just elected to take us backwards, including somebody notably well aware, who actually shut down county fairs when the last time she was in a position of authority here in the state of Ohio, completely needlessly, I might add, and deprived the young people of the opportunity they have here at the fair. So that's really what we're committed to pursuing Ohio's economic momentum and doing what we can to make it.
You know, polls are interesting. We see polls, new one out this week from AARP, had Amy Acton at 47%, Vivek Ramaswamy at 44%. When you see a poll like that, what do you make of that?
Well, it's a long way out until the election, so we really don't make a whole lot out of the polls. We know we had to run through the tape, and we got to really get out in front of voters and share our vision for the state of Ohio, and that's what we're going to do over the next several months.
Just a couple quick questions on the legislature right now, which you're a part of. Our Governor Mike DeWine recently made some comments in regard to the Haitian population in Ohio, the Supreme Court decision, and abolishing the death penalty in Ohio. What do you make of those two remarks from our governor?
Which one do you want to touch on first?
What death penalty?
Okay, the death penalty, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think it's any surprise that the governor has opposed the death penalty for quite some time. We haven't had any executions under this governor, but I think when we look at the death penalty, we have to understand that there are circumstances where there are extremely egregious cases, heinous cases, some of the worst things you could even humanly imagine, where the evidence is incontrovertible. And I think in those cases, we need to be open to the death penalty being on the table.
In the Haitian population in Ohio?
The Haitian population is something that it's temporary protected status for a reason, with keyword temporary. During that time period. And when we look at it, we also have to ask ourselves, is it really wise to increase the population of one area, one city in this case, in Springfield or other parts of the state by as much as 20% overnight? Our communities aren't meant to be able to withstand that kind of influx of people. And so even if you are somebody who feels like these people, these Haitian immigrants should be able to stay here, you have to ask yourself, is it right to have them all located in one area?
What do the people of Ohio not know about Senator Rob McCauley, Senate President?
Well, I'm a father of three. I have three children. My daughter, who's 11, I have twin boys who are 9, grew up in rural Ohio, just like where we are right now, up in Henry County. I was a 4-H exhibitor myself, somebody who has nieces and nephews in 4-H and going to be exhibiting livestock this year up in the Henry County Fair. Really just enjoy living in rural America and enjoy everything that it offers us here in Ohio.
Final question for you, because I know you have to go here. Your campaign was very early on endorsed by President Trump, and a lot of people are wondering, is that still a positive thing going into November? Is that still a positive thing to have the endorsement of President Trump?
It absolutely is. President Trump has won this state 3 times by increasing margins every time, the last time by more than 10 points. It's absolutely a strong thing for us to have, and we're proud to have that endorsement.
Senate President Rob McCauley, Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate with Vivek Ramaswamy.
And there you go. That was the interview yesterday with Senate President Rob McCauley, who is Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate, Lieutenant Governor Candidate. In just about 4 months from now, we'll have that election. Well, I hope you heard that interview loud and clear as well. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 30 minutes past 9 a.m. on this July the 2nd, 2026, live from the Marion County Fair here. And we're having a great time. Again, all these broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet. And we thank Poet very much for sponsoring our broadcast from the Marion County Fair. Now, did anybody learn anything from those two interviews? Are you impressed? Not impressed? So on and so forth. Well, I'm getting a message from Mary here this morning, and I don't think that Mary was particularly impressed with the interview by Rob McCauley. I think more unimpressed with maybe what he said than the interview itself. Hopefully it was a good interview and something that people enjoyed. We try to get the information out to people here, and it was nice yesterday for Senator McCauley and Senator Reinicke to visit with us because it was a very hot day here at the Marion County Fair, well over 90-degree temperatures. And if you couldn't hear those interviews very well, one is 5 minutes, one is 4.5 minutes, we will play those again tomorrow during the 11 o'clock hour back in the studio on Friday. So you'll get another chance to hear those. Tomorrow morning is an interesting day here at the fair. We kick off 8 to 9 from the same location we've been in all week. Then from 9 until 10, we will be outside the Arts and Crafts building watching the pies for the pie auction arrive. And then from 10 to 11, we will be inside the Arts and Crafts building, exclusive access to the pies for the pie auction. 11 to 1, we'll be back in the studio and able to take your calls tomorrow from 11:15 until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Then the pie auction will be broadcast live here on WGH Talk Radio from 3 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, right here from the Picnic Pavilion. And tomorrow night, we do our last broadcast from the Marion County Fair, 7 to 8 p.m. And then 8 to 10 tomorrow night, we'll be back in the studio for the Friday Night Live program. So a full day of programming tomorrow here on WGH Talk Radio, all brought to you by Poet, and we certainly do appreciate that. And I am ready for all this pie action that will happen here starting tomorrow morning. Always, always fun to watch and partake in. Now, again, if you're out there listening this morning to this broadcast, say hello to us via Facebook or the, well, I guess what other ways? Email, I guess, still exists. So if you're out there listening, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. We know Mary's out there this morning. We know Laura's out there this morning. We know Phil's out there this morning. We know Sean's out there this morning. So if you're out there listening, feel free to give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of this. You know what I just thought about? The way we're using technology here this morning, and I don't know if anybody would like to try this, but since we cannot find Matt, if somebody wanted to try, I think you can do a call on Facebook. If somebody wanted to try to call me on Facebook, we could see if we could take a call here from the Marion County Fair. So if you have me on Facebook, see if you can call me. Now, who knows if this will work and who knows if this will happen. But see if you can call me on Facebook, and maybe I will be able to take a call here from the Marion County Fair. Boy, wouldn't that be high tech, because we have never taken a phone call from the Marion County Fair that I am aware of. So you can try it. Just go to Facebook and hit that little phone button on Facebook, and we can see if you can hear me, I can hear you, and the listeners can hear that phone call. So we can give it a try if somebody would like to call. We know there are people out there listening this morning. So go to Facebook and try to give us a buzz, and we can see if that will work. We will see. You know, you would really be breaking ground here. You would be the first person ever to call in from a remote. Uh-oh, we're getting a call here. Let's see. Hold on. Hang with me. I'm coming. I'm a little slow on the go here. All right. Hello from the Marion County Fair. Can you hear me? Oh, wait a second. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Yes, I can hear you now. Were you able to hear the show this morning?
Yes, I tuned in late. I'm on my laptop.
Well, how did you like the interviews with Senator Reinicke and Senator McCauley?
Well, they were okay.
They're an interesting bunch, to say the least.
I don't want to do politics.
No, I understand. Well, with the 250th anniversary of the country upon us, are you excited for anything?
Well, this heat just has me in a funk.
You know, have you ever heard of this heat dome? I've never heard of a heat dome.
No, I've never heard of a heat dome. It seems like they just come up with new, just like, well, they had that weird name for the Arctic thing that we had, too.
They do. I don't know where this stuff comes from. I'd never heard heat dome until this week. But honestly, it's really not that bad out here. We got a wind blowing, and it certainly could be a lot worse.
As the world goes, it can always be worse, unfortunately.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready for our big pie auction tomorrow? We broadcast that live from 3 to 4.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what my plans are going to be tomorrow, whether I'm going to be on the road or what. I hope not. I hope I'm not on the road, but I don't know for sure.
Now are you?
Well, I'm glad you were able to call in this morning, and I guess we can take calls here at the fair.
Yeah, this is my first time doing this. I'm not tech savvy at all, but I didn't even realize that little phone icon was there.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, and who knows, maybe this is a whole new thing for the future.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wish I had one of those waffles, though.
Oh, I wish I had one of those, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, trust me. I wish I had one of those waffles, too. All right. Well, we thank Trish for calling in this morning. Now, who's going to be our second caller from the Marion County Fair? 37 minutes past the hour. If anybody would like to call in, I guess we can do it that way. How about that? You know, the things you learn as technology goes along. Let's see here. Are we going to get any type of a call here, I guess is the question. You know, I'm looking here. It looks like maybe the skillet throwing competition was yesterday here at the Marion County Fair. You know, I don't know about skillet throwing. That all sounds kind of a little bit of oddball to me. But you know what? To each their own. Each their own, as we say. Okay. Is anybody else going to try to call in this morning? Now, you can do it through Facebook. All you have to do is hit that little phone up in the corner, and apparently we can take the call here at the Marion County Fair. 38 minutes past the hour, and all these broadcasts brought to you by Poet. And we certainly do thank Poet for that. Matter of fact, we thank them for the entire week of broadcast here from the Marion County Fair because we've gotten a lot done. We had Mary Ellen here yesterday. We had Rob McCulley on with us. We had Bill Reinecke on with us. We had Linda Sims here yesterday. Sean was here yesterday. Matt was here yesterday. Where Matt is today, we don't know. 39 minutes past the hour. There's only 20 minutes left in the program. So I think he's going to miss the entire program today. Maybe he stayed up a little too late. I don't think those four-hour naps are getting it done for him. But that's the way it goes, I guess. So again, if you'd like to call in here, you can be a caller from the Marion County Fair. It can be done. We just had a technological breakthrough a few minutes ago, which I think made us all very happy. I'm having a nice, peaceful morning out here. Now, you know, if I had like a cup of warm tea sitting out here, that would be nice. I am not a coffee drinker, so I prefer the tea. But you know what? I am looking around right now, and I don't see a soul anywhere. I don't see a soul in the sheep barn. I don't see a soul in the dairy barn. I don't see a soul on the midway. I don't know if yesterday wore people out or what it was. Might have done them in. Who knows? But regardless, we're back here today and glad to be back. Because I don't know of any other organization that is currently broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair. So, you know, we take pleasure in that, in being here. I was trying to look at this list of patriotic songs we have about 20 minutes left in the program here. We did the Star Spangled Banner, but I'll tell you that I don't know if that came through as well as some of the other ones do. I don't know. You know, I like America the Beautiful. I think that is one of the greatest patriotic songs. A lot of people like the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I can't even remember the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Let's see here. Well, there's America the Beautiful. I think that's a great song, as I said. People are all into this Battle Hymn of the Republic. Well, let's play the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Does anybody remember this? The Battle Hymn of the Republic here on WGH Talk Radio. You're not going to hear this anywhere else.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible whip sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening hues and damp. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, equip my soul to answer him, be jubilant my feet, for God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching on.
Oh, see, I knew what the Battle Hymn of the Republic was. I guess I don't know why I did not associate that song with the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That's a good song. That's a good patriotic song. And you could hear in the background that that was an old record, because you could hear that noise that old records make as they're being played. Scott Spears here, live from the Marion County Fair, 45 minutes past 9 a.m. on this July the 2nd, 2026. Hope you're enjoying the program. And again, you can call in. We have found out that you can do that. So if you'd like to call in via Facebook, we can take the call here at the Marion County Fair. It's a little dim, is what I'm told, and a little echoey, but you can hear it. So, again, these technological breakthroughs are very important as we go on down the road here at the Marion County Fair, certainly celebrating the 250th anniversary of this country coming up this Saturday, 48 hours from now. But I have to tell you, right at this particular point, I am more excited about the big pie auction tomorrow and all the pies that will start arriving here at 9:15 tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, that is a very heavy-duty competition. And you always like to take a bet, and you always like to take a look at what is good and what is not good. Now, a lot of people like Yankee Doodle. I don't think that's really a super patriotic song because, you know, it's more from the Revolutionary War time. Well, people like This Land Is Your Land. I don't know about that. Oh, Over There. Remember Over There? Well, let's listen to that. That's a World War I song. Over There.
Get your gun, take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud her boy's in line. Over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there, over there, over there. Send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of a gun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee Doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your grit, do your bit. Yankee to the ranks, from the towns and the tanks. Make your mother proud of you and the old red, white, and blue.
Was a song from 1917. That was a World War I song. Over There. My goodness. 50 minutes past the hour here on this July the 2nd, 2026. I do want to give anybody a chance to call in this morning if they'd like to. Again, remember, you can call in via Facebook. All you got to do is hit that phone up in the corner there, and it will bring you up on the air here, and you can talk to me at the Marion County Fair. Who would have thunk technology would have come this far? Now, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. We certainly thank them for that. And we do all, I'm reading a message here from Mary this morning. Mary says, Coming to America song by Neil Diamond. You know, I don't remember the Coming to America song by Neil Diamond. I don't know why I don't. Well, but I didn't remember the Battle Hymn of the Republic earlier this morning either. So, you know, sometimes it's no skin off my nose about what I know. I don't know why I did not think that that song was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That's weird. You know, there used to be a song. Was it a song or something that we played every year at WMRN? We got a request for it. Is there something with Red Skelton? For some reason, it seems to me like there was something to do with Red Skelton and the 4th of July. Does anybody remember this? I thought it was a song. Maybe it wasn't. Is there something to do with Red Skelton and the 4th of July? Does anybody remember this? If you do, send me a message on Facebook. Because I remember, or maybe it was Red Skelton doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that it? I know we used to get a request for that every single year. Well, you know what? I think this is it. Does anybody remember that? Hold on. Okay, so this is Red Skelton, guess, doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay. Well, let's hope you can hear this. Here we go. Red Skelton doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real saint of my time, anyhow.
Well, hold on. That's a little rocky quality there. Let me see if I can find a high-quality version of this Red Skelton Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I don't know why this was so popular. Yeah, apparently they're telling, I'm being told that it is the pledge, which is a good thing. I don't know why that was a big thing. Okay. Well, I don't know if that's Red Skelton. That just sounded like kids saying the pledge. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, here we go. This sounds good. Red Skelton doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I work in the summer. I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Lastwell was his name. Mr. Lastwell, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one. Without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. states. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning, so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided. Liberty, which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some retaliation. And justice, the principle or quality of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
All right, that was Red Skelton doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And I remember when I was at WMRN, we used to get a call for that every 3rd, 4th of July, somewhere around the Independence Day holiday. So I'm glad we were able to play that this morning, and hopefully that came through loud and clear. Now we're down to our final 2 minutes, so it doesn't look like we're going to be joined by Matt here this morning. But I do want to thank Poet for supporting this week of broadcast from the Marion County Fair. And we'll be back here at 7 p.m. tonight, 7:15 p.m. tonight. We do have a guest lined up, as far as I know, but you know what? With the new technology, if we don't have a guest, we'll still have a lot of fun here tonight and make it through with no problem. I think everybody who has tuned in this morning, we've got about 90 seconds left in the broadcast, so I hope you're thinking about what's going on in the country right now and where we are as we head to the 250th anniversary of our country. Again, I want to thank Poet for these guests from the Marion County Fair. It looks like a beautiful day out here today. Not a bit of heat, as far as I'm concerned today, even though we're under this apparently oppressive heat dome. By the way, Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up when I'm off today. Don't tune out. Voice of a People live in the studio with her sister. Linda's got her sister from South Carolina live in the studio, so you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. But for this day, broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair until tonight at 7 p.m., this is Scott Spears. With all the patriotic music, Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance, and everything else, hope you've enjoyed the program this morning. I will be heading for the dugout until 7 p.m. tonight, and I will talk with you then. Thanks to Poet for all their sponsorship during the Marion County
You're listening to The
Fair.
Place for the
Everybody
best
have a great day.
And talk.
Heading for the dugout.
From Joey Dioria.